before we get to the message today, it is my pleasure to do my first adoption dedication. Never done this before. I actually talked to a couple of my ministers, one of the overseers. I said, hey, do you ever do one of these? And he goes, well, my son and daughter-in-law, they're adopting, and they've just been approved. And he goes, so I probably will hear pretty soon. And I said, well, this is great. I was looking forward to this from the first time that I heard about it. And as I went to the Lord and just was preparing my heart, I was really surprised at the depth of theology behind what is going on right now. Just the act of adoption itself, there is such a rich theology that as you open up your heart and your mind to the idea of adoption, I believe every single believer has a very strong spiritual connection to the symbolism and the reality of what it means to be adopted. Because as a believer, you are adopted. And as a Gentile, that means a non-Jewish person, you have been grafted into all of the promises, all of the natural benefits to the Jewish people. You get that benefit because you've been adopted in. You're just like a natural born son or daughter of the King of Kings, the Most High. And that's because of adoption. What a powerful doctrine. I look at this and I read in Ephesians 1:5 all about that. It says, blessed be the God and Father. This is starting in verse 3, going 4 and 5. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Even as, hear these words, he chose us. He chose us. He chose us in him before the foundations of the world were even laid, so that we should be holy, set apart, and without blemish before him in love. This is so profound, isn't it? So in verse 5 it says, so having been foreordained unto adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, for him, according to his good pleasure and his will. You know, God has chosen each and every one of you to be his son and his daughter. I don't know your name necessarily. I don't know your background or any of that. I don't know a lot of that about you. Even some of those that are close, I couldn't even tell you where you went to high school. Like, I have no idea where Julie went to high school. You did go to high school, right? I'm sorry, yeah. And, you know, I don't know that. But you know what? What has been, your past is not what is important. The moment you come to know Jesus Christ, you are a brand new creation and you get a brand new name and a brand new identity. You have passed from what he describes as darkness into the light, from bondage to sin and death and a road that leads to nothing but destruction and hell. That's your destiny and inheritance as an unbeliever. But as adopted into God's family, you now have a new destination, a new inheritance, and that's kept in heaven for you and for me both. Many saints that have been adopted have already died and gone to heaven, and they have seen their reward. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord instantly. That means the minute you die, you don't go to an in-between place. You go straight to the bosom of Abraham, straight to the presence of the Lord, and you get to enter into your rest, the reward of your faith. That's pretty profound. And I look at that and I think, man, I love that God chose me. Why this is important to adoption is because in the act of adoption, it's different than with natural kids. You know, we didn't know what we were going to get. We really didn't. I was hoping for a Ferrari, but we had a kid instead. And we didn't know if we were going to get a boy or a girl. You know, we had the option to find out if it was a boy or a girl, but we didn't know. We were surprised. And after the first one was a girl, I was like, praise God, I got a beautiful girl. The second one was a girl, I was like, I'm still praising God. And then the third one, I was like, Jesus, 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 just a boy, just a boy, just a boy. And he said, I give you patience, my son. And he gave me another girl. And then I began to say, I'm overwhelmed. I'm surrounded by pretty girls. And then I got another. We never found out beforehand if we were going to have a boy or a girl, and we just took it all as God is going to give us what I need to know what it means to be everything I'm supposed to be as a dad. And thank God for my daughters, because they teach me about him and his love every single day I'm with them. But there's something special about God's relationship with me that is sadly not duplicated in this connection. It's only illustrated through the act of adoption. God chose me. I accepted my girls as gifts from the Lord, but God chose me in my ugly state of sin. And in adoption, whatever the course or whatever the pathway to it, you as the adoptive parent, you get to choose. You get to submit your will to the process and say, I surrender, like the song says, to everything that is required in taking this life into my care and custody, and I will nurture as you have nurtured me, Lord. It begins to be a great act of just worship and love, and it reflects something about God that only adoption, I believe, can. And so today is not just simply ceremony where we dedicate and we affirm what their faith is doing and what their choices have led to, the inclusion of two wonderful kids into their life, but it's also something more sacred and profound. And I pray that this day is not just a day the family of the Bowers remembers, but I pray that if you're here this morning, you remember something because it's applicable to you. You have been adopted. So with that, would the Bauer family please come forward? Whoever it is that feels willing to come on down, I'd like to have Mom and Dad stand on either side of Nova and Christina. And if you guys would come and just stand right there. And I know I'm going to stand up here so I don't have to move this, but would you just turn and face me? And then, handsome men, would you just stand on either side like that? That's great. I love it. Amen. Now, if you are related to the Bauer family, would you, first of all, I'm sorry. No, I'm teasing. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, I just have to joke and tease just because you guys are fun. But if you're related to these guys up here or claiming, would you wave to everybody else in the crowd? All right, that's great. Now you guys see some of the family that are here today. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've had the pleasure of taking part of a lot of good things with you guys. Missions trip, serving and loving the Lord on Sunday services, Wednesdays. It's been a pleasure. Been many times just in meetings with just you two as Mom and Dad. I've walked through many different things with your family, and it's always a pleasure and a joy to serve the Lord alongside of good, faithful people like yourself. But what we're doing today is celebrating, like I said, your choice to take these two wonderful girls into your life and not just be custodians, but you've given your heart to them. It's powerful. Without reservation or without prejudice, you've given your heart to them. And you can't cry, so don't even do it. If you cry, I'm going to cry. She's already crying for both of us, okay? So we won't do it anymore. So, Nova Lee Marie Bauer, you've been chosen. How's that feel? I hope it feels good. And more than just being chosen by this family to be a part of it, you've been chosen by God. And you have a bright future, a future more profound and bright than what I could put in words today. And hopefully your adoptive parents, as God reveals more and more of that, begin to play a partner to what God is doing in your life. And that's their ambition and goal. I know that. Christina Lynn, what a beautiful name, Christina Lynn Bauer, you've been chosen. I love the fact that God has put inside of you a heart that is so similar to God's heart, a heart that is filled with profound love and kindness towards almost every soul I think you've ever met. I will never forget how much you came alive on this last summer's mission trip, so much so that you didn't even want to leave that place. I love that. That's the heart of God in you. And just as God has put something so special inside of you, you are now a part of a family where God is using every single member. That means even these goofy brothers of yours. Because you get them too. It's a package deal. I'm sorry. You get them too. But God uses every member of the family, just like the family of God, to bring out those precious gifts in you. And I can't wait to see all that God's going to do through your life. Well, I love this, but in the Bible, in Exodus chapter 21, verses 5 and 6, there was a ceremony. And the ceremony went like this. It was called the doulos ceremony. And the ceremony was applicable in any situation in a family where somebody was a part of the family in a slave-like relationship, a custodial relationship. And as they were in that family relationship, they weren't natural family, but if they were both Hebrews and they were in that family together and through the course of their interaction and staying together, they began to fall in love with each other. They begin to fall in love with each other so much so that even according to Hebrew custom, after 6 years, on the seventh year, every person that was bound in that family by obligation or by some debt, they were forced to be released. They had to be released. That was the law. But if that person was such a part of the family and their hearts were knit, they were allowed to go through a ceremony. And the ceremony was they would profess their love publicly and they would say, I love my new father. I love my new mother. I love my brothers and sisters. I love my family. I do not want to leave. They say, I no longer want to stay out of debt or obligation or because the law says I'm supposed to be here. I want to stay out of my own free will and my love. And so they would take that person, if it was you and us there, I would take you to the doorposts of their house, the place where all of the judgments and the rules would be set. And at that place, they would pierce your ears. Do you got earrings? You don't got earrings? I'm scared of needles, and I wouldn't have an earring. I'd have the little magnetic ones. You got one, too. You're bold. They would pierce the earring, or they would pierce the ear, and they'd put a ring in it. And then forevermore, that person would be known as a doulos, a love slave, someone that was recognized in the community as no longer staying out of debt or obligation, but out of a love commitment. This morning, we go through a ceremony that's similar to that. We're recognizing that you guys aren't staying in this family because you don't have a choice. You're in this family because you've chosen to love in return. You're in this family because you've chosen to let God use this family and use you to be a blessing to them and for them to be a blessing to you. That's a challenge. And for you guys, you are saying, according to Joshua 24:15, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Can I get an amen? That's right. Amen. And even with a shotgun sometimes. No, I'm sorry. Or a pillow, you know, because it's a little more gracious. And I know that you guys recognize them as Psalms 127:3 says that these guys are a gift. They really are a gift. But you know what? These gifts have strings attached, don't they? They have responsibilities. In church, you have children. If you got kids, raise your hand. You got kids? Yes. Now you know who to pray for in the church. Pray for everybody with kids. There are responsibilities with kids and with a family. You're supposed to train them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. You're supposed to be an example as a Christian believer, both inside and outside of the home. You're supposed to provide for their basic needs. You're supposed to protect and nurture those kids. You're supposed to make them a part of your family in its entirety. And you're supposed to share with them your love, your time, and your life, teaching them to do the same when they have the opportunity. Well, you're not alone in that responsibility. You've been placed not just in a natural family like this, but you have a family of believers, don't you? Would you guys turn and face everybody out there for a second? It'll make you feel really awkward. Just pick one of them. Just pick one of them. You don't even have to look at them in the eyes. Just look above their heads, right at their foreheads. And then they'll think you're looking at them, but you're not. And then you guys just look right at them in the eyes. Really, just stare at them. Just stare at them. See, I want you guys to look at each other and I want you to acknowledge this one truth. It's a profound truth. You've been placed by God's design in a part of a family. You're like a puzzle piece put in the family of God. And every single member of the family of God supplies what every other member of the family of God needs, whether it's encouragement, strength, whatever they need. That friendship in the dark moments of life, that phone call in the obscure moments of life, or just the ear or the shoulder to cry on or whatever it might be, the laughter, the joy, all of that. You guys need each other. You're not an island. You've got to have each other. So on this day, we also recognize our responsibility as the family of God, as the body of Christ, to do everything and to serve each other out of mutual submission and love. Amen? Okay, you guys can turn right around and ignore him again, okay? All right. All right, well, we're almost done here, and we're gonna just do a couple more things. And what I'm going to ask you, similar to a marriage ceremony, I'm going to ask you guys about your willful choice here. No, it doesn't mean, you know, you're married or anything like that, but it's a covenant relationship. and it's profound. So I'm going to ask mom and dad first. I'm going to ask you, according to what I believe is your intentions, you're here today to celebrate what your commitments are. But if you're willing to commit your children and to dedicate yourself to raising them in God's strength and for his honor and glory, then I simply want you to listen to my questions. I'll go slowly and reply just like in a wedding ceremony. I do. Or I will. Or you bet. No, teasing. Okay. So, Mike and Erica, do you pledge as Christian parents that you will bring up these two lovely adopted children in your Christian home, looking to God for wisdom, strength, and guidance? Mike and Erica, do you promise to share with your children every possible benefit of your home, your church family, your community, and your personal influence? Last question I ask is this. Mike and Erica, will you purpose in front of your family of God today that from this day forward you will choose to bring glory to God by fulfilling all that he requires of you as parents, without prejudice and without reservation? Absolutely. Amen. Yes. That means you just have to split the inheritance now another couple ways, doesn't it? That's amazing. All right. Now to you guys, this is a two-way street of love and devotion. So for you guys, here's what I ask you to think about and to respond with I will or I do. So, Christina and Nova, do you accept that it is God's will to use these two adoptive parents in training you up to respect and obey all that God has commanded? You do. That's a scary I do right there. Nova and Christina, do you promise to honor your parents as God has commanded, giving them both your love and your respect? You do. I was a little weaker, but it's okay. You still said I do. That's good. All the other kids went, I do. The last one is this. Christina and Nova, will you purpose from this day forward to bring glory to God by fulfilling all that he requires of you as children without prejudice and without reservation? Amen. Well, then last time, would you guys as a family turn and face your church family? And church family, would you stand? And this is what I'm asking of you, because you're also in this commitment. If you call Visible Church your family and you're a member here, then this applies to you also. There's an unspoken commitment, a covenant here. And now it's your turn to publicly affirm it. So, as the visible representation of the body of Christ in his earth today, will you, Visible Church, dedicate yourselves in loving devotion to the Bauer family? Will you share out of your abundance? Will you sincerely provide encouragement to these parents and these children? And will you be there for them as God has required of you in the fulfillment of his law of love? Amen. Would you close your eyes? And what we're going to do right now is we're going to pray a blessing. Could I have the elders that are in the house, please come down and let's go and let's pray for the Bauer family. Church family, would you stretch a hand towards them? And what we're going to do is we're just going to bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's pick a kid, pick a parent, pick anybody, and let's put some hands on them and bless them. And praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. We come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And I thank you, God, for this moment, the moment where heaven meets earth and we acknowledge what you are already doing. Lord, you are purchasing each and every one of us for your purposes. And right now we celebrate the adoption of Nova and Christina. We celebrate the expansion of this family. Lord, I pray a blessing on mom and dad. I pray a blessing on every child. I pray that the fulfillment of every single good intention and will that you have for them be experienced and come into its fullness in Jesus' precious name. Bless them with the finances they need. Bless them with the strength and encouragement they need. Bless them with the joy and hope that you alone can give. All this we say in Jesus' precious name. And the church says, amen. Praise God. Well, give them a round. Amen.